This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. forces helping to evacuate Afghans desperate to flee Taliban rule are on alert for more attacks on Friday, a day after at least one Islamic State suicide bomber killed 85 people, including 13 U.S. soldiers outside the gates of Kabul Airport in Afghanistan's capital. Witnesses say two blasts and gunfire rocked the area outside the airport on Thursday evening. A health official claims the toll of Afghans killed has risen to 72. The U.S. military said 13 of its service members were killed and 18 wounded in what it described as a complex attack. The Islamic State, an enemy of the Islamist Taliban as well as the West, said one of its suicide bombers targeted, quote, translators and collaborators with the American Army. U.S. commanders are watching for more attacks by the Islamic State, including possibly rockets or car bombs targeting the airport. American forces are racing to complete their withdrawal from Afghanistan by an August 31st deadline set by U.S. President Joe Biden. The United States top commander there says evacuations will continue despite the threat of further attacks, noting there are still about 1,000 U.S. citizens in Afghanistan. The pace of flights accelerated on Friday, and American passport holders had been allowed to enter the airport compound, according to a Western security official inside the airport. But in the past 12 days, Western countries have airlifted nearly 100,000 people. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Authorities in Kazakhstan said on Friday blasts triggered by a fire at a munition storage facility killed 9 servicemen and firefighters and wounded 90 others. The Central Asian nation's government says 4 people remain missing. Kazakhstan's defense minister says it is unclear what caused Thursday's fire at the military base in a southern province where explosives were stored. He claims soldiers and firefighters died while trying to put out the fire, which triggered 10 blasts. Separately, he told the local outlet of Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, he tendered his resignation after the accident. Authorities evacuated hundreds of people from the nearby area. Danish lawmakers on Friday voted through an emergency law which will effectively end a strike among more than 6,000 nurses over pay, which has postponed tens of thousands of operations and other treatments. More than a tenth of Denmark's nurses went on strike in mid-June after union members voted against a pay deal that their union leadership had approved. The emergency law, which was passed on Friday by a majority in parliament, effectively forces through about a 5% wage increase over the next 3 years, which the nurses themselves had already rejected. Such an intervention is rare in the Nordic country, where agreements on wages and other working conditions traditionally are negotiated by unions and employers through collective bargaining. Denmark has practically avoided a third wave of the coronavirus pandemic, easing pressure on an overstretched health service. However, the strike has so far postponed roughly more than 35,000 surgeries, according to the Danish Health Authority, adding that it can take as long as 2 years to bring down the backlog. The United Nations Secretary General said Thursday there is, quote, no military solution to Ethiopia's 10-month-old conflict, and he urged the parties to stop fighting and open a dialogue. Antonio Guterres told a meeting of the UN Security Council conditions must be created for the start of inclusive national political dialogue to address the underlying causes of the conflict and ensure Ethiopian voices direct the pathway to peace. He said that he'd been in close contact with Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and has received a letter from the leader of the Tigray region in response to his appeal. Follow us on the VOA mobile app or at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.